For years, conventional political wisdom said high turnout elections are good for Democrats. Well, this year's presidential election had the second highest turnout in 100 years, and Donald Trump won more than 300 electoral votes. So the question now is, will Republicans embrace policies that help people vote? NPR's Miles Parks has this story.
During his 8 years as Alabama's top voting official, John Merrill says he felt like it was his job as Secretary of State to encourage voter registration.
One of the things I was known for as a secretary was trying to get everybody in the state that was eligible to be registered.
Merrill is a Republican, but he quickly found out that in his party, that message was controversial.
I'd say the first 6-8 months, maybe as much as a year, I had people, when I would speak to some Republican groups, they'd tell me, I don't like that. I don't think it's a good thing. And I'm like, why would you say that? And they're like, because you're going to get more blacks and you're going to get more Democrats.
It's usually not said out loud that plainly, but Republicans across the country have generally spent the past few decades fighting for security measures and against things that would make voting easier. They filed dozens of lawsuits this year aimed at vote by mail, and they sued the Biden administration over an executive order on voter registration. While talking about legislation put forward by Democrats in 2020, then-President Trump said in a Fox interview he thought voting expansions would hurt his party.
The things they had in there were crazy. They had things, levels of voting that if you ever agreed to it, you'd never have a Republican elected in this country again.
That theory wasn't supported by evidence, but 2024 might be the nail in the coffin for the idea that more turnout inherently favors Democrats. The estimated turnout rate this year was the second highest in modern history, according to the University of Florida's Election Lab. And Republicans won the House, Senate, and the presidency. And Trump won the popular vote.
It is a center-right country. The deeper you drive into the electorate, the more likely Republicans will win, period.
J. Christian Adams is a conservative elections attorney. And as he watched the returns come in on November 5th, he wasn't surprised. He echoed what he told NPR 2 years ago.
I am of the mindset, being an observer of this sort of thing for decades, that if everybody voted and registered to vote, this would be a better country. And I will say, I think we'd elect more Donald Trumps than we would Barack Obamas.
The voters most helped by policies that make voting easier are low-propensity voters, people who may only vote in presidential elections or every once in a while. Those voters are generally less educated and make less money. Voters that used to skew Democratic. Now, they're key parts of Trump's base, says Guy Uriel Charles, an election expert at Harvard University.
If you make it harder for them to vote, they will stay home.
Trump won voters who said it was their first time casting a ballot this year, according to exit polls.
And so the question is, what is the lesson that Republicans have learned? How will they reconcile their ideological commitments with the new political reality?
For a large portion of Republicans, though, making elections more accessible contradicts their long-held beliefs. Even as Trump's campaign was pushing for people to vote early this year, he still talked about how he thought the country should go back to voting only on Election Day. Charles Stewart of MIT has researched partisan opinion about election policies for decades.
If you're a Republican strategist, it does require you to kind of rethink some of these things. If you're part of the Republican Party that really is motivated by nativism and nationalism, I think it's going to be harder to make that leap.
It's also unclear whether Republicans can win low-propensity voters going forward or if this is a Trump-specific phenomenon. In Alabama, John Merrill says if this does become a trend, he could see a gradual Republican change of heart on policy. His state is one of the last in the country not to offer any forms of early voting. But as we talked, he remembered something a former boss used to tell him about policy shifts.
There's nothing that a few deaths, a few retirements, or a few people getting beat at the polls can't change in the Alabama legislature to put them in a position to consider this.
But when the current Republican Secretary of State was asked recently about early voting, he said he believed in Election Day, not Election Month. Miles Parks, NPR News, Washington.